This is KUNM. I'm Yasmin Khan. A group of powerful New Mexico lawmakers has concerns about proposed rules that aim to cut smog-causing pollution across the oil and gas industry. Leaders of the Legislative Finance Committee recently sent a letter to State Environment Secretary James Kenney saying the rules would have a significant effect on revenues. One study puts losses to state and local governments at $730 million a year. Another independent analysis found that the rules would cost operators more than $3 billion to comply in the first year. State regulators are set to consider the proposed rules at a meeting later this month. The Albuquerque school system has fired former State Representative Cheryl Williams Stapleton from her nearly $80,000 a year occupational education position. Williams Stapleton resigned her legislative position in July amid a criminal investigation into possible racketeering, money laundering, kickbacks, and violations of a law governing the conduct of state lawmakers. A lawyer for Albuquerque Public Schools said yesterday that Williams Stapleton had been discharged but declined to elaborate. Williams Stapleton's attorney did not immediately respond to a request today by the Associated Press for comment on her behalf. Williams Stapleton has not been criminally charged, and her lawyer said she would try to clear her name. Local governments will get a $50 million boost to resolve a 2018 lawsuit that accused the state of botching tax distributions to 44 counties and municipalities across New Mexico. Yesterday, the State Taxation and Revenue Department announced terms of the financial settlement on the sharing of gross receipts taxes. Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Las Cruces, Roswell, and Farmington were among the major plaintiffs to the lawsuit that alleged the state has shortchanged them revenue that pays for law enforcement, fire protection, and other services. The state distributes more than $1.9 billion in revenues from gross receipts taxes to local governments each year. This is KUNM.